Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity and What We Must Do About It, by Irwin W. Lutzer. Narrated by James R. Cheatham. Foreword. The Crisis of Our Age. R. Albert Mohler, Jr., President. The Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Any Christian living in this present age knows we are facing an epic crisis. That crisis is moral, but not merely moral. It is cultural, but not merely cultural. It is ideological, but not merely ideological. At its heart, our crisis is theological. Alexander Solzhenitsyn courageously defined this crisis when he stated, in the last century, that the fundamental and inescapable problem is that men have forgotten God. But, as Solzhenitsyn knew from tragic personal experience, this forgetting of God did not happen by accident. It was the result of the deliberate undermining of theistic belief, driven by those who, from the commanding heights of the culture, sought to subvert Christian belief and displace Christian morality. In the Soviet Union, the effort was led by communist ideologues. In the West, the same effort was led by hedonists and self-declared cultural revolutionaries. A look across today's conservative landscape reveals a near-universal sense of cultural crisis. But far too many conservatives place their confidence in some form of cultural rescue from our crisis. Biblically-minded Christians know that we bear an important moral, cultural, and political stewardship in this age. And yet, we also know that salvation will not come by means of politics. The base problem is theological, and the only rescue that matters is, first of all, a theological rescue. Some believers seem daunted by this task. The arrival of an aggressively secular age can appear to present an insurmountable challenge. But Christians are called to understand the challenge of this age, meet the crisis, remain faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and arrive on the scene with the full measure of conviction. We do not face a set of isolated and disconnected challenges. The rebellion of this age is both comprehensive and systemic. A rebellion that started out demanding liberation from the Bible's sexual morality now denies the physical reality of male and female. We have gone from the swingers of the 60s to a man in a female racing suit on the women's swim team of a leading American university. Understood from a Christian perspective, this was absolutely predictable. It can seem daunting and depressing to Christians, and understandably so. And yet, we have been called to faithfulness in this generation, and that means engaging the battle and not running from it. Where do we start? Well, our instinct should be to start by outthinking the world by the development of a mind and heart truly grounded in God's Word and fully alert to the critical challenge of our time. We need trusted voices and tested leaders. We need a combination of biblical fidelity and intellectual perception. That's why I am so happy about the publication of this book. Irwin Lutzer has been on the front lines of this titanic challenge for decades. He is known around the world as a master expositor of the Bible, who preached for many years from the strategic and historic pulpit of the Moody Church in Chicago. His voice is faithful and trusted. So is his pen. He has written a shelf of important and timely books, combining biblical insight and keen cultural and apologetic insight. That is exactly what he delivers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?